You don't like it? Keep listening. Yo, it's a Saturday. I'm home. 6:30.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike
you
Knox.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Flex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust him, cause we destined for greatness. They on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, first and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez, this show covers everything. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen to Chad. They're rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Yeah.
Perfect
Place Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Place Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man. You got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy Fred Nux. Get at him.
Do you smell what Knox is cooking?
Rap Mania 2 coming soon.
Do you smell what Knox is cooking? Neck spelled with three X's. Cause damn it, I am hardcore. Yeah, let's get ready, baby. Perfect Flex Talk Radio. Live and 5, 4.
Listen to me, people. Listen. It is that time of the year. I'm serious. I am so serious. Welcome to the Solon Sports Nat. Welcome to Fox Sports Radio Nat. Welcome to BDSIR Radio Network's Perfect Plex Talk Radio. And then, damn it, I am your host, Mike Knox. Because indeed, I spelled my name with three X's. But you already know that. But I'm going to tell you why, for those who don't know, why I spell it with three X's. Because like hashtag wrestling is storyline, I am hardcore. I'm going to tell fans to stop being fans today. I'm going to tell fans to enjoy being fans today. I'm going to tell you, and I hope you tell me, how you feel about the road to WrestleMania. Fastlane's a Sunday, but oh, my brother, testify.
You gave me the keys to the kingdom. So here I am, dead center in the kingdom. Dead center of all the inequities of your world. A place where the devil sings your praises. A place where you can smell the stench of evil in the air. This is your world, Bray. But it's not mine. It never was. There was a time where I said, if you can't beat them, join them. But I have another expression for you, Bray. Once you join them, and it's the right time, screw them! This is your temple, is it not? Your place of worship. This is hallowed ground. This is sacred ground. And why? Because underneath this floor, underneath this rocking chair, lies the sister of Satan himself, Abigail. That's right, Bray. Sister Abigail was put to rest directly beneath my feet. I'm going to burn the spirit of Sister Abigail to death and watch you die with her. I said that as long as you're the master and I am the servant, that I would pledge my undying devotion to you. But in a moment, I will be the master and you will be the servant. I'm going to burn the soul of Sister Abigail to eternal damnation.
So bad about things that are great like that was right there, fellas. Listen, Perfect Flex Talk Radio, just a little talk about some things we're going to discuss. A lot of things, most importantly, I want to discuss is that right there last night's SmackDown. 347-637-3859 is number to call in. And I am joined today all the way from across the pond. Smack Talk Center Zone, as well as Hip Hop Zone, my man, Grand Body P. What's going on?
Yo, Fastlane soon come, WrestleMania soon come. You know I had to come on the show, right? Yo, no respect for having me, man.
Oh, always a pleasure to have you here. How's things across the pond?
Man, yo, everything's lovely. I'm just getting ready to see De La Soul live. They're over here. I'm excited about that. I just done finished watching SmackDown from last night. Marking out, yo. I'm happy right now, man. Happy. Everything's running nice.
Everything is nice, and as always, and you know, I have my ear. To the streets, as they say, right? It's been a long time since I've been in the streets. I don't really think I actually have my ears to the streets, but I have my ears to the internet these days. And being the citizens reporter that I am, but still getting information that I have from around the world and picking things. As always, Mike, it's always a mixed bag with wrestling fans. And mostly, honestly, this time around, majority of the responses from this week's in wrestling has been tremendous. You know, we had the week we had Brother Nero and Broken Matt Hardy leaving TNA as they failed to come to an agreement with Creative Control. Actually, hearing an interview with Rebe Hardy yesterday on Busted Open Radio and her discuss and say, you know, Matt's not leaving that gimmick anytime soon. From that, you also had TNA with a lot of releases. Bennett's gone. You got now Kassarian's gone. You have all these things going on with TNA. Jack Swagger, five-time All-American. Damn it. I was a fan of Jack Swagger. He asked for his release, but he's gone. Don't ask me why I was a fan. Don't judge me, okay? You may have liked Hacksaw Jim Duggan as a kid. You might like Typhoon. I don't know. You might like King Mabel. May you rest in peace. Brother Vincent, a friend of the program. Whatever. I was a fan for what it was for All-American Jack Swagger. But he asked for his release. He's gone. Then we had Monday Night Raw. And just a lot of things that took place this week in wrestling. But also, on his way right now to the Miami Heat game because he wants to see some Miami Heat cheerleaders. And damn it, it's Miami. So why not go see Miami Heat cheerleaders? But he's calling in versus with his schedule and his time. What's going on, Hugo?
What's going on, Mike? I didn't know about Jack Swagger. What happened with Jack Swagger? I didn't even read nothing about Jack Swagger. Did he ask for a release?
He asked for his release, and he was granted it. I mean, they wasn't doing nothing with him. I honestly, I'm not mad at all. You know,
he could actually do good things in TNA though. If he were to go to good TNA, he might as well just go down, especially since they're getting rid of people left and right.
Are they really getting rid of people, or are they making bad
business
decisions?
Well, people are walking out. I mean, if you really think people are walking out.
Yeah, call a spade, and in this case, we're talking about a spade. Yeah, man. All the stuff with TNA is going on. I just think this is really a good, for better or for worse, right? I'm married, so I know that what that means. For better or for worse, I think this is a good time to be a wrestling fan. It really is. Discussions are great right now. You know what I mean? You're going to have your discord with certain fans that, you know, feel differently than what you feel. You got to respect that because we all want to see a good product. I do believe that. As much as I say wrestling fans have actually, like, no kind of clue what we want, I mean that. I 100% mean, I don't think that the majority of wrestling fans have an idea what they want. The problem is what we're on right now, the internet. It's too much access to everything. Everybody knows something about something that happened with somebody, but nobody wants to get back to the realness of what professional wrestling was. And I think this week in wrestling, even Monday Night Raw gave me the same thing. Now, this is what I hate to say. I'm going to bring Toph, and that's why I say this as well, because he needs to hear this. Welcome, Toph, to the program. The professor, I like to call him. I will always say I'm sorry when I'm sorry. SmackDown is completely better than Raw. Completely. I fought it. I fought the good, valiant fight being, you know, the knight that I am. But damn it, SmackDown is so much better. But I have a theory about why it's better. We'll talk about all that in a little bit as well. But also, yesterday on SmackDown, what I thought was incredibly great was the opening of SmackDown. All that we're going to get into. We're going to get into all that stuff right now. But welcome and talk to the program as well. So I want to start off right there. We're talking about, we got more news that happened in the world of Revolution. Now we have it being official. Hardy Boys are now on Twitter with Bray Wyatt. Now, let me just say this much about what's going on in there. And what's going on with Bray Wyatt and Mr. Broken Matt Hardy. It is what it is because they know. I'm sorry, guys. They know for a fact. My computer kind of went out on it for a second. I had to get it right. And it's a damn Mac. I don't know what that was. We're having a thunderstorm down here, so that could very well be what's going on. But, you know, that little Twitter thing with Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt and all these things, like, at least I can trust Brother Nero, all those kind of things. More TNA releases. I'm sorry. Now, I may not be a TNA fan. Okay? I said it, fellas. I'm not a TNA fan. Okay? Not respect the guys there, what they do. It's just not for me. But I do recognize that you got to have an alternative. And we keep talking about, is the nail in the coffin for TNA? losing the Hardy Boys, losing Bennett. This has to be huge for these guys. I'm going to start with you, Toph. Toph, will this cripple TNA?
Absolutely not. I think this is really stupid. It's actually kind of bothering me. So why is it when everybody leaves Ring of Honor, no one talks about it, but then when people leave TNA, people are talking about that?
Perception.
It's just more bandwagon mentality.
It's perception.
Firstly,
perception.
Firstly, all these dudes that left TNA have peaked anyway. They've
every
done everything they could do.
Every
they did everything
had.
They could do. Right. Drew Galloway, he left, or Drew McIntyre, Drew Galloway, whatever you want to call him, he left WWE. He went to the Independents. You know,
well,
he
he's gone now, too.
Right, right. He went to TNA.
But I think those are big losses. Losing those three guys, you have to have something that fans can relate to or you know, liken. And the Hardy Boys, for better or worse, was that to a certain degree of fans. You don't think that that's a big loss, losing him, losing Galloway?
Sure. It's a loss, sure. But, like, it's not like the end of TNA, like people are overacting. Like if you take the talent that TNA has lost and then you compare that to the talent that Ring of Honor has lost, Ring of Honor has lost way more talent.
But you have to understand it is the perception of the situation, right? It's the perception of TNA is, which isn't fair. Okay, let's put that out there. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
But they're considered the number two company. So, and Ring of Honor is considered a company that is just there. It's regional. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It's not. It's regional. So it doesn't get as much flack of them losing guys. That's kind of like, you know, they're the low-budget at ECW in respects to the amount of people watching.
Properly answer your question, I would say losing the Mike Bennett and Maria, they were a good act, but it wasn't a huge blow. Losing Drew Galloway – that depends on who you talk to. Drew Galloway is interesting. Some people feel WWE dropped the ball of him. Some people think he's boring. So he's kind of one of those 50-50 guys, if you know what I mean. The Hardys, obviously, are the biggest loss. You know, the whole final deletion thing, broken mat. Like, we don't have to go into detail about that. That's the biggest loss right there. At the same time, though, sometimes – and you went into a little bit about it as well. Sometimes, like, when you're a smaller company, you know, like a TNA or a Ring of Honor, you need to have, like, a bigger name that a lot of casuals know. That way, like, if they're trying to watch your program and they see all these folks that they've never heard of, they can't get into it, you know.
Exactly.
So you need a guy like that. But at the same time, if you keep relying on dudes like that, then at the same time, you're going to have fans be like, oh, well, these guys are just pushing, you know, yesteryear guys.
That's fans, again, with mm-hmm. all respect. Okay, remember I said with all due respect, you can't get mad. Not at you necessarily, you know that, just in general. That's fans' fault. Wrestling will never, for any fan to think anything along the lines, and I've heard fans say this, what you're saying, oh, that guy, the older guy, the veteran guy, the guy that's the name is putting that guy. Without that guy, there can be no other guy. That's WWE's fault how they haven't built stars. You bring back Jericho, you bring back RVD, you bring back Dudley, you bring these guys back. They have to be who they were to then take it away so that the younger guy can beat that and get over. So you got to have a star to get over. Hugo, your take on the news and everything going on, Toph, and a lot of fans, you know, very far in between, though. I have to say that much. Think TNA will survive. Is that wishful thinking on TNA's fans' part, wrestling fans' part? Or what you think? I think it's a huge blow to lose, especially Galloway and the Hardy Boys.
I'm having a reception issues. What was your question again?
I was saying, do you think TNA is going to survive with everything, with them losing the Hardy Boys and
those guys? That's a good question. I mean, they've obviously survived so much already, and it's kind of like, and I hate describing this, Mike, but it's kind of like when you flush the toilet and the last little bit is never gone.
That little nugget.
You already know when it came to Owen Hart. God bless Owen Hart's soul. But I don't know, man. I mean, it all depends. I mean, they do have new financial backing, so I'm sure now with Jeff Jarrett also running things again, I'm sure they'll be able to survive. However, you can't keep losing these big, especially Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy now. Calloway, who was doing absolutely fantastic there. I'm sure they'll be able to survive if, for example, let's say Alberto Del Rio actually, I know they already said with Alberto Del Rio not going there now, but someone of his caliber, maybe even a Jack Swagger to revamp the company.
Let's be real. Jack Swagger has never been liked by any other fan that I know other than me.
Yeah, but you know,
he got away
with
the people because it was an American thing.
Right. But Mike, think about this, okay? When you go from one place to another, right, a lot of people are going to cheer you because they know you're from the other show. You know what I mean? It's a proven fact. So I think if Jack Swagger were to go to TNA, he'll get a brand new fresh start. I'm sure he'll definitely be able to get over with the fans. Obviously, it will be with the same gimmick or something altered to the gimmick that he has. But I'm sure that Jack Swagger,
I got to call BS, okay? Here's why.
Okay.
Everybody that goes there, it's not a proven fact that becomes the next big pop star they have over there. Because there was like another guy, I'm sorry, you're welcome, that went over there and did nothing. And he was bigger and more popular by the fans than five-time All-American Jack Swagger, baby, was. We, the people, cannot get TNA over the hump. I don't know.
You don't
who
think
can't.
If he went? Hold on a second. You think if he doesn't go with the gimmick, we the people, he can make it actually known. He can be a
okay,
star.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase this. Let me rephrase this so that maybe you can understand. Okay. As big as he is to TNA to WWE, the crowd, the fan base, right? He's essentially playing MLS. And WWE's the Premier League. And he's Freddie Adu.
Can Freddie Adu make the Premier League better?
No, he can't.
Freddie Adu can't make not even the
what
Korean
can make
League
what
better,
what
Mike.
Put MLS on the map, right? It was freaking David Bennett like Beckham, no Pauls. Well, Pauls completely no broke back in there, okay, that did that. And even he couldn't get MLS over. TNA
wasn't
fans,
they,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, fans. TNA. There is nobody out there for TNA to get to make the world look at them all over again.
You don't
they
think
have
Alberto
to start
Del Rio
first.
Can?
They,
you don't think Alberto Del Rio
to,
can?
They, I think they need to start from fresh like they did that got them those in the first place. Because as of right now, this company, in my opinion, is a sinking ship. And I feel bad for the guys that work for that company because they're good guys. They're good talent. They're guys that are set in their ways. And they should be. It's a wrestling business. It's a hard business to get into and to do. Respect to all those guys. But no, I think they better go find another
right,
organization.
So I got a question. So let me ask you this question. So you're saying to have a brand new fresh start, what are you trying to say? Fold it all together and start up with a brand new corp, a brand new company, hire brand new guys?
No,
is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying don't even bring nobody in that people know. Because when they had, I can't say that because TNA had Jeff Jarrett. They had some guys we knew. All right, so who are you going to bring back? The Dudley Boys? Bully Ray? Maybe Bully Ray gets another run at it. You know, maybe. I'm not saying fans are going to completely turn it off, but damn, it's on Pop TV. Can you tell me what channel that is? That's all I'm saying, wrestling fans. Like, them losing the Hardy Boys is not a good look because of creative control? Because of creative control. Come on, man. I'm done. 347-637-3859. Coming up, going to give you an opportunity here if you're in the RVA area, part of Fox Sports Radio 96.6. Now, y'all heard that right. Fox Sports Radio 96.6. On your FM dial, we will be giving away a pair of SmackDown tickets March 28th, going down in Richmond Coliseum, courtesy of WWE SmackDown Live. It's the better show, right? We're about to talk about it right now. And why am I going to talk about it now before I talk about Raw? Because my guy, my boy, I don't really know him, and I don't think Benny and John Cena could actually really get along. But I still love that dude, y'all. Right here, y'all.
Your word to the bosses, to the higher-ups, is gospel here. You're at the top of the mountain in the WWE, and it's not because you're good. It's because you manipulate every single person that comes in your way. And then there I am, working 10 times as hard, 10 times more talented, and trying to do all I can, and all I become is the other guy. People are starting to see exactly who you really are, and you're a hypocrite. Don't believe me? This guy went toe-to-toe with The Rock. And you read him the riot act about going off to Hollywood and doing Hollywood things while John Cena was here. Mr. Hustle, loyalty, respect, never give up. You walked, talked, you bleated, you did everything WWE. Until John Cena got that phone call from Hollywood. Then a weekend turned into a month turned into 6 months. And now, we can't see you, John. And what infuriated me the most is you took my moment to become WWE champion at the Elimination Chamber. Then a week later, you took my opportunity to challenge the WWE champion at WrestleMania in a battle royal. So you wonder why I came back and threw you out? Because I wanted you to feel what I felt for 10 years.
If I was really this black arts manipulator pulling all the strings this close to WrestleMania, you think I would be standing in a ring toe-to-toe, face-to-face with you? Hell no! I'd be standing face-to-face with The Undertaker! Every single person in this building and watching at home knows exactly who I am. Who the hell are you? You're a dude named Mike who shortened his last name on The Real World, tried to bootleg The Rock's electricity to get put on the WWE. When you got here, you straight up stole Chris Jericho's personality. You stole Ric Flair's figure four leg lock. You stole Daniel Bryan's offense and his personality. And if you act now, I'll let all of you know that you've been reduced to stealing what AJ Styles been saying for the past 6 months. You're not the Undertaker, but if you press me again, you a dead man.
Hey! You don't leave this ring until we...
And unfortunately, that's where I had to stop it, right? Because many people, Tolf included, Mike, Grandbody P, have been speculating towards a Total Divas match. And I was just, even as of this past Monday, saying, I think John's too big for that. You give me this super incredible exchange, right? At least I thought, I don't care what you guys think. I thought it was great. Watching The Miz. Yeah, The Miz was saying some stuff that we've heard before. But he also spit some good stuff, some real stuff. Cena did the same exact thing. I thought it was really good chemistry between the two that already had great chemistry. And we talked about it before a couple weeks back. These two should get back together and have another feud. This is how you started, yes, and it gets those girlfriend wives of theirs to do some things. I just don't want to see it, although I'm invested in it still. If that makes any, I don't want to see it, but I'm willing to watch it because I'm a Nikki Bella fan. But I'm just thinking, oh, John, really, you're doing that for the girl? Good guy. He has nothing else to do in his career. He has nothing else to prove, but it was still good to me. Mike, Grandbody P, man, SmackDown to me is showing people how you, I believe you're in the hip hop. You're a big hip hop head. I believe Ice Cube called it jacking beats, right? Because all WWE has done is take storylines from other companies they have been afraid to touch for a while. And I think that SmackDown is the breeding ground for those said storylines. I've said before that there are storylines on SmackDown that I don't think that Raw fan base would accept. And SmackDown, being the lesser show, took some lesser talent, took some guys with them. They have a chance to, you know, try these things out. And I think they're trying them out, and they're working every step of the way. I love that exchange last night between Mike, The Miz. Even when he said, hold on, you're messed up right now, and his girl came out. I although I don't want to see it, I was intrigued by it, Mike. Your take, man.
You know what? I was the same until last night. That was the same. Got me invested like that. Didn't care for it if it was to happen.
Right.
I've heard you guys say it before on the show. You smell a WrestleMania moment that will be aired on the top for the Total Divas show. But most likely involving John Cena and Nikki Bella on some proposing business. I think that's where they're going with that. I really do believe that now.
Listen, I don't think if John Cena is going to marry her, then he's going to turn a total 160, 180, whatever you want to call it, from what I've seen of him on a, I guess you can call it a reality TV show, because we know what's reality isn't reality on television. So, but, I mean, you never know. I'm not a fan of wanting to see it.
Yeah, that's what I can see, man. You know what I mean? That will serve as like Total Divas finale, like for their final season or whatever.
Absolutely, I get that. I get it for those purposes. I really do, but I can care less about him proposing to her, giving her, as Toph said it so brilliantly, the Macho Man, Miss Elizabeth. And to me, that's the greatest couple in wrestling history. Damn you, Double H. When I started hating Double H when he came up and broke up the Mega Powers, because he was spining for Elizabeth, his little punk ass. 347-637-8-5-9. But don't want to see it. I can care less about that. I can care less about Kevin Durant's hyperextended knee. I'd have been more excited if Kevin Durant would have torn ACL. That'd have been the bigger story. But yeah, he hyped his knee up. He'd be back for the playoffs. Who cares? That's how I feel about this right here. But overall, SmackDown, before I go to Toph and I see Hugo calling back in, I got to get ready SmackDown ticket. SmackDown in general, was there anything? I mean, you got the tape, the chairs match. I was like, wow. Okay, then you had the ending. To me, is what wrestling is all about.
Yeah, man. SmackDown, there was not one segment I didn't like, which was shocking. Usually there's got to be something. I liked everything from the John Cena Miz promo, the 2 out of 3 falls match with Becky and Mickey. Mm-hmm. Now with Alexa getting involved in a possible Natty, we've got a very good idea where that might be going. Dean Ambrose, he had to check on his parking meter because it was going to run out in 15 minutes. I thought that was funny. I mean, I really love what they're doing with Baron Corbin, I've got to say.
I've been a Baron Corbin fan since day one.
Yeah, man, give yourself props for that one, man. Because
end of days. All I saw was the end of days, and I said that guy's golden. To me, a wrestling move from where I come from in wrestling will make me like you. Wrestling move and wrestling gear. You can have some stupid ass gear on. I don't care how great you wrestle. I'm gonna think you're corny for the longest time if you got some corny ass gear on, you know. But end of days makes Baron Corbin great, but continue.
Yeah, man. Baron Corbin, it's like he's SmackDown's Braun Strowman by that. I mean, I've heard you guys say how Braun Strowman's been booked correctly on Raw. How Baron Corbin's been booked on SmackDown perfectly, brilliantly. You know what I mean? Mixing it up, getting different people in the title picture somewhere down the road and stuff like that. Yo, that's great. I love it. That's all. Big props to Baron Corbin. Even down to James Ellsworth and Carmella, you know what I mean? Mixing it up backstage.
You got to have comedy relief. Every wrestling program has comedy relief. So that's what James Ellsworth has given us. But the fire, the arson, the viper strikes back. We knew it was coming. We waited for it.
Like,
we got it. And I was completely – listen, when you're going to bed at 12:30 at night and you're tired and you have to get up early, you know what I'm talking about, guys. You get into bed, you turn the TV on. No matter what you put on, and if you search for something, you know you're going to sleep on it. I'm thinking, let me finish SmackDown off. I watched the first hour, said I watched the second hour later, and went to it, and I got up out my bed to tweet. I got up out my bed to take pictures and make videos. I'm sorry. It was, to me, that that was the pinnacle of the week in professional wrestling to me. If you're a wrestling fan, you're excited about WrestleMania time. This is the season for the reason, for the season. I thought it was a great thing to do. Every execution of it, I was impressed with. Every part of it, Mike.
12:30 in the morning. Try 3 a.m., Mike. Try 3 a.m. I'm writing the blog, right? My flatmate is just getting ready to go to work. I'm there marking out 3 a.m. in the morning. The guy set the compound on fire and spread out his arms and then looked at Bray Wyatt as if to say, now what? Bray
Right.
Wyatt's supposed to be the face of fear. He can't be the face of fear after that. Not even Undertaker and Kane's gone that far in their storylines. Like, set fire to a compound?
To a compound. Like, to a comp. Listen. This is why I love, you know, listen. For those who are personal to the closeness of this group and have the pleasure of being in a group with us where we talk and we share conversations and ideas. Respect to Cammy. That is my brother, for real. He's put me up in his home. That's my dude. I don't see why he did not like last night. I just I've been in groups all day, and I'm in a ton of freaking stuff where wrestling's involved. All seriousness here. I've got to say, if I got to put a number on, it's like 15% didn't like it. And I'm just really like, if I could do the people's eyebrow, I can't do it. If you can do it, screw you. Lucky you, I can't. I got to put my finger and hold it. You're getting the people's eyebrow right now. How do you not like last night's program? Bring it back in, Hugo, right now. Hugo, your take from SmackDown last night. Hugo, I'm going to leave you. Last time, I know you're driving.
Hey, man, I took myself off mute, and I thought I hit the iPhone, but I guess it didn't touch. No, what I was going to tell you is really quick, because I'm actually getting to the arena, but I thought SmackDown was absolutely fantastic, man. I thought it was bottom. I got home from work, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't even fast forward. I even watched through the commercials, to be honest with you, so I could have been so intrigued with how this show it was. I really enjoyed the Nikki Bella and John Cena segment with the Miz and Maryse. I still need to see a little bit more for me to be fully invested in it. However, what Mike was saying, it definitely is putting me to put my butt in the seat when we go to WrestleMania in 3.5 weeks time, Mike. I'm definitely I cannot wait to see that. However, I just need to see a little bit more just so I could be passionate like Mike is being passionate, you know.
That's why you're gonna have a great time at wrestling at WrestleMania with me, because I get it in, dog. Like it's about having fun, and this time of year you gotta have fun. You just really do.
Yeah.
And you really. I don't give a listen. I'm sorry. Y'all know me by now. How many years we've been doing this? So the fans that are out there that you know. This time of year, I don't hate on anything until I've seen the execution, despite the fact I may not like what they're giving. Like, from what we're hearing, and Toph pointed out, you know, gave me a great, you know, trace line to storyline here with the AJ Styles and Shane McMahon. I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. And then it's disrespectful.
But it's weird.
It's disrespectful to AJ and to Kevin Owens if those guys don't carry those belts, you know, or being a title pitcher at WrestleMania. Go ahead.
No, I got you. But it it takes me to my point for that. Like it's odd. Like if everyone starts talking smack, obviously they said that there is no number one contender. That they got a lot of things to talk about. I'm sure it's going to come down to a Randy Orton versus AJ Styles number one contender match, and then finally Randy Orton wins, and then you're going to see the Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles, because you're definitely going to see a screw job. I mean, somehow, some way, AJ Styles is not going to be in the title picture, but I want to see how it's going to play out. Obviously, that won't happen next week.
I'm okay with him not being in the title picture, but is Shane the next best thing? Because you got to have Orton go for the title with that's already the story. I'm okay with that part.
It has to be one-on-one.
It has to be one-on-one there.
But that's the thing, though. They should have had it as Luke Harper winning, though. Because, I mean, I understand that
winning
wrestling is storyline.
You're right. It should have been Luke Harper going against Randy Orton next week, number one contenders back. You're absolutely right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so anyway. But other than that, the last segment with Orton, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. Although, is he going to get charged with arson? I think Cove said that, which actually has me cracking up. I thought that was great. But other than that, man, I guess honestly, I'm going to give SmackDown a 5 out of 5. Chris Jericho, No, I'm not going to. You know what? Not Chris Jericho. Let me go ahead and give it a 5 out of 5 CM Punk 400. What is it? 34 days as WWE champion, Mike. That being said, I'm going to go watch the Heat, hopefully lose to the 76ers, Mike, to your Philadelphia 76ers. So
hey,
I'll catch you all on Friday.
Sorry for your damn luck. Have a good night, Doggo.
Later, brother.
Toph, your take from SmackDown. I haven't really quite heard your entire take on the situation as we've had. You know, what did you think about SmackDown and Raw while you're there?
Raw was boring. I fast forwarded through like 70% of the show. It was just kind of eh. I liked the Strowman Roman
stuff. That was Green Bay, Wisconsin's fault.
Yeah, it was kind of.
They got to stop going to Green Bay, Toph.
Yeah,
I didn't appreciate it.
I didn't appreciate it when, you know, Rollins was trying to tell the story and the fans were chanting CM Punk. Like, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
And then they announced they're going to be in Chicago next week. So I was like, oh, man. SmackDown was good. I actually enjoyed SmackDown. I didn't have a problem with the show. All the segments were fine. All the matches were fine, stuff like that. You know, pretty much what we discussed on Facebook in a private message, pretty much the only issue I have is, and like what you said in the message, like they can give you a match that you don't want, but if as long as the story's there and the investment's there, it's possible to make you as a fan care about a match that you're not interested in. So a lot of people on paper may not care about, like on paper, if you look at John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz, Maurice, on paper, you may not care. But then after that segment, it got some people invested. The only beef I have is that, you know, I know what the writing is. I see the writing on the wall. They're going to somehow find a way to do AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon, which is just stupid. Now, I'm not one of those fans that wants AJ to be in a title match. Does he deserve to have a title match? Absolutely. But I just feel that me, as a wrestling fan, I feel like at the biggest show of the year, WrestleMania, which is basically a culmination of a year's worth of work, I feel like that the opponent you should have is someone that's deserving of your talents. And I just feel like AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon is a complete waste. It's a match that nobody wants, and there's absolutely no way that WWE can convince me or others that that's the match they want to see, because there's a lot of
casual and hardcore fans
that have no interest in seeing that match.
No way at all. No way at all can fans figure that out.
Yeah, and
no,
they're going
no
to try to do it too. They're going to try to find a way.
The only way you can, let's be real, as KME would say, Shane's no effing wrestler. You know what I'm saying? He's Matt Hardy. I mean, I'm sorry, Jeff Hardy. And it says he's a daredevil. He takes risks. So that's just in a risk max, and he's getting older, so those risks are foreign. I mean, yeah, he did jump up the top of the Hell in a Cell. It's pretty nuts. But overall, I mean, I just look at the situation, like, you're right. Like, I get him not being in a title picture, but since we're there, let's stay there for real fast. There is nobody on SmackDown right now in enough time other than John Cena, other than put him in a Money in the Bank kind of match or something like that. That's worthy of him.
And the thing that makes it frustrating, Knox, is that we have, like, two alternatives.
They wrote early.
We have two alternatives. There's two guys right now that have offered to have matches with AJ, and if they did it, it would make sense. Kurt Angle went on Twitter last week, and he said if he could have one last match in WWE, it would be against AJ Styles. Now, if you look at the history between Kurt Angle and Shane McMahon, that makes sense. So you could have AJ have beef with Shane, and Shane could say, hey, you know what? I'm not a wrestler, so you're not going to fight me. How about you fight Kurt instead? They've already had matches in TNA. They're already comfortable with each other. AJ Styles versus Kurt Angle, that's the WrestleMania marquee match. That could be like your fourth, fifth match.
WWE doctors won't clear him, then WWE doctors won't clear him.
Right, so if you can't do that, then you could always do Nakamura, who's currently on NXT, and he said on Twitter, hey, I don't think you have a match at WrestleMania. How about we fight each other? And that could make sense. There's the WrestleMania match. Nobody would complain. But instead, they're going to do AJ versus Shane because in their mind, and I get how Vince thinks, in their mind, because here's the thing, man, a lot of wrestling fans, you got to understand, like, don't think about it from your point of view. Think about it from Vince's point of view. And the problem is, in Vince's head, he sees Shane McMahon as a star, and by having AJ work with him, it'll get him over. The problem is AJ's already a star. He's already over. He's already a top merch seller. He's already a former WWE champion. This match is stupid, and they're going to try to find some way to make it work. So outside of the Shane AJ stuff, everything else on the SmackDown is great. The stories are great. The build's great. Like, I got no issues at all. As far as, like, why SmackDown is so much better than Raw, well, two reasons. One is 2 hours. The second reason, from what I understand, I can't confirm it to you, but I do know that Vince does not have as much, like, he doesn't put his hands on SmackDown Creative as much as he does on Raw. Like, Raw is his baby. I've heard stories that, like, Road Dogg and, like, a few others are kind of, like, booking SmackDown, which doesn't surprise me because, you know, Road Dogg has always been kind of creative. But, yeah, man, I don't have a problem with SmackDown last night. All the angles were cool. All the matches were cool. But you know how it is, man. You know they're going to do AJ versus Shane, and I don't know what they do with Luke Harper. I know Eric Rowan just got cleared to anyone that cares, so maybe Harper and Rowan will, like, be a tag team or something. I don't know. I guess Harper's the odd guy out here. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think, well, again, something's going to have to happen, and I'm just praying that they do not have it, you know, be that match. But you're right, it's all signs are pointing there. But, again, this is why I know we book them, but this is why I try not to book them because I don't want to be disappointed. All the excitement that a person would have, and you think that as an outcome, I think no matter what, no matter even if he fights Shane, AJ's going to make it look good. That's how I look at it. So it's like, oh, well, who else I got there? He's still a future star for the company, which right now the company, and this is why I say it's disrespectful with them in the belts, because they're getting disrespected now. You know what I mean? Kevin Owens, to me, I didn't think Raw was boring. I did not think Raw was boring, and I'm starting to think, I think it was King Von Jr. 720 on Twitter, holding it down, my social media guy, said that a fraction with Triple H, Kevin Owens, and Samoa Joe. And that seems even more relevant now. You're seeing signs of that, you know, but Goldberg and Brock don't need the title. But I thought that was good. Everything with Braun Strowman is perfect, and it's perfect with Roman Reigns, okay? New Day is New Day, and I've told you for a while now I was kind of tired of that stick, if you will. You know what I mean? But there's still them. We're getting ice cream bars, or as Michael like to say, Amy Richmond on Twitter, booty pops. So I'm all into WrestleMania right now. 347-637-3859. I'm going to give my Belgrade for Raw and SmackDown. Raw, I gave it already on Around the Blocks with Mike Knox on the YouTube show. I gave it 4 out of 5 because I thought I did. I really liked Raw. It was the 3-hour snail pace, but I fast forward through. And unlike you guys, are you ready for this? I watch more of the storyline in wrestling, guys, than I watch of the actual wrestling on the program. I do. So I don't need to see every single match they have on the program. Some of the matches I fast forward through. I really do. Okay, I don't care because you're going to see them for weeks and weeks to come over and over and then on pay-per-view. So I feel if you don't watch the match on Raw, you watch it on the pay-per-view, hey, I might miss a good match that was on Raw, but I'm going to get a good one on the pay-per-view that I didn't see already. So that's my logic with things. So I gave Raw 4 out of 5 Edge rated all superstar belts. I'm going to give SmackDown 5 out of 5. My favorite belt of all time, y'all know this, the red, silver NWA TV Championship. Arn Anderson, friend of program, Tully Blanchard, may he rest in peace, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, all held that title, Magnum TA. That's how good SmackDown was. It was everything that I've told people wrestling's supposed to be. If they keep building that kind of a program around stars and then take that to the next level and let that trickle down to NXT and let that come up to let Vince let go of his balls enough to let Raw become that way, because Finn Balor's healthy, guys. He's been wrestling. Where are they going to put him at? What's going to happen with him? WrestleMania is going to be a really, really good show. So again, 5 out of 5 TV titles. Grand Body P, what's your belt grade for SmackDown?
SmackDown, y'all know I'm going with this one. 5 out of 5 Undertaker World Championship reigns. Woo. You know the one when he defeated CM Punk in the Cell?
Yeah.
That one right there. 5 out of 5 Undertaker title reigns. That's how it's going. SmackDown, take a bow. Take a bow. I just want to add on a little bit real quick with the AJ Styles Nakamura Shane McMahon situation. Just like what my dude says, is like, yo, Shane could be like, well, look, I ain't no wrestler, but here's my consolation prize. Nakamura, it could be Nakamura instead of Kurt Angle. Everyone would go crazy. And
I just think Kurt Angle's going to, they're not going to let Kurt Angle wrestle.
But I'm saying Nakamura, you know what I mean? Nakamura comes out.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I think with WrestleMania, you need that pure wrestling match kind of thing. You got your street fights, you got your championship matches, you got your gimmick matches, your battle royals, your ladder matches and all that. You need your one pure wrestling match, and that's what it's missing right now. And I think AJ Styles versus Nakamura is that match right there. If they do it, but boy, they're gonna push for Shane though, and I'm with everybody else, man. Shane, you're my dude, but leave this one out.
I agree. King Von Jr. 720 on Twitter says 5 out of 5 World Heavyweight title reigns for SmackDown. Waiting for his Raw grade. Tall, you said you didn't like Raw. What would you grade SmackDown in the belt grade?
Yeah, man. SmackDown was pretty good. I'll give SmackDown 4 out of 5 Hockey Talk Man Intercontinental Championship reigns.
I like that. Now, after this next segment, you can either follow us on Twitter at Soul N Sports, S-O-U-L-N Sports, Soul N Sports. Also, follow us on Talk Perfect Plex. That's Talk Perfect Plex. Follow Mike Knox with 3 X's and follow King Von Jr. 720, as well as you must follow 1340 AM Fox Sports. Follow all 5 accounts and tell me what belt grade I just gave this week's SmackDown, and you will have the first one now, a pair of tickets to SmackDown, March 28th, live from the Richmond Coliseum, AJ Styles, John Cena, Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, all the stars of SmackDown right before WrestleMania, right here in Richmond, Virginia. And it ain't on my thumb, y'all. Follow all 5 accounts. Follow Soul and Sports. Follow Mike Knox. Follow King Von Jr. 720. Follow Talk Perfect Plex and Talk 1340 AM Fox Sports. And be the first one to give me the answer after following all 5 accounts. What did I grade? Did I just give SmackDown? Also, call in 347-637-3859. Hit the number 1 button. You got to do all 5 to them. Call in, and you got those tickets. Right now, guys, we got Fast Lanes coming up on Sunday. And Micah said, and I quote, if SmackDown was Fast Lanes, then I would be really excited. But it's not. So I'm not really excited for Fast Lanes. I'm like, I understand that. Not going to knock that. But I tell you one thing I do want to see, what I am excited for, and that's to find out, will the WWE make the right move? Now, I know they won't. But can I have my wishful thinking, Mike, by thinking they might let Kevin Owens win this match? Can I just believe that until Sunday? I know it's not going to happen, but can I believe that?
Yes, you can. You know why?
There's something wrong with believing it, right?
Yes, you can believe it because my Smack Talk Center guys, we just done the prediction show. We just recorded ours, and we have the same belief too. It can be done before. You know what I mean? The Rock versus John Cena at WrestleMania 28. CM Punk had the title against Jericho. That's what happened there. They can do the same thing for this one, surely. They can have Brock versus Goldberg Part 3, right? And then have Kevin Owens versus Jericho for the title. I can't see why not. I cannot see why not. Just, you know what I mean? Just make it happen, man.
They don't need the title. They're already two big guys. You know Goldberg's is Goldberg, okay? Brock's not going anywhere, but they don't need the title. But I do think Jericho and Owens needs the title, and then maybe like Jericho interferes. Like I don't care how you do this, you know. I don't care how you do it. I don't want to see a 3-minute Goldberg squash match. But let's get into the pay per view. We got Rick Swan. You had your show. Just real quick, I'm not gonna go over every match. Like Rick Swan versus Akira Tozawa. I will say this much, Toph. He got me interested in the cruiserweight division now, and I can't wait to see Tozawa go up and like. Him with the cruiserweights, with also adding the king of the cruiserweights, Neville, makes the cruiserweights a very good program to watch now. I think you got to have stars and just personalities like those guys to help out a organization. Good call on the Tozawa, but let's go with Charlotte versus Nia Jax. I think without any questions asked here, Nia Jax wins this match, Tolf. What do you think?
Wait. Charlotte's fighting Nia Jax? I thought she was fighting Bayley.
I meant to say Sasha Banks. I'm sorry. I meant to say Sasha
okay.
Banks.
Okay, you had me excited. I was like, yeah, man, Nia's going to squash her. I was like, yeah.
My bad. Not yet. Too soon. I popped my cherry. My bad.
Yeah, Sasha versus Nia. Well, I guess in that case, man, don't you hate it when you got to, like, choose between two black chicks? I guess I'll give it to Sasha.
But once Samoan. So it don't really count. I mean.
I'll give it that. All right, I'll pick Sasha just because they've been making Nia a little too dominant. You know, she's got to take a few L's before Mania, you know, make it a little even so everyone looks like they have a shot. So I think
she's
Sasha will probably win that one.
She's the female Goldberg right now. Mike, who you got in this match, Sasha Banks or Nia Jax?
Okay, Nia Jax and Sasha, they fought already at the Royal Rumbles. Nia won. This one, Sasha's going to win this one. Distraction roll-up or whatever. They're going to have a rubber match on Raw or something to lead up to the big WrestleMania. Yeah, that's how it's going. Sasha's won.
Got Nia Jax as well. Raw 3.5 out of 5. Edge WWE title reigns. I gave it a 4 if that was Vaughn's. King Vaughn Jr. 720 on Twitter's Raw pick. Next match on the card, we got the Tag Team Championship of the World. The Bullet Club versus... Hey... You guys wanted them. Now you're tired of them. See, wrestling fans, why I say hashtag fans got to go? Enzo and Big Cass. Now, all of a sudden, Big Cass is the better of the two. Now, every week, Enzo Amore gets beat up the head, and fans hate him now. But you were just loving this guy. You were just loving this guy. There's a reason why they've never been tag team champions. If Anderson and Gallows does not win this, the division that I grew up loving the most, that people have been calling a joke for years, I'm going to really call a joke. They've done everything they were supposed to do, Gallows and Anderson. They put on great matches. They put on great promos. They're the tag team right now. They should be tag team champions. If not, Sheamus and Cesaro, those guys right now. Enzo Amore and Cass, look for them not to break up until maybe Mania, if that's the way the company's going. But I don't think the company's going to break those guys up. They like the gimmick act and the way those guys perform together in the ring and how the fans react right now. So I'm taking Gallows and Anderson to win the titles. Those red tag team titles I'm going to have very, 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 for all my fans at summer school soon. Mike, Grand Body P, who you got in this match?
The club all the way, man. You want the club at WrestleMania, man. Going in there with the titles as a top tag team heels or whatever it is. Definitely them. Enzo Cass, it's not your time yet. As you say, I can't see these guys breaking up until at least SummerSlam time. At least, yeah, man. As you say, they like that act too much. It's bringing them money and all that good stuff. So. Nah, they're not getting split up for now. The club's going into WrestleMania with those titles. That's how it's going.
Who you got in this one, Toph?
Yeah, I think the club's going to retain. If you're going to do a title change, it'll probably be at Mania. As far as Enzo goes, man, Mike's skills can only take you so far, man. I've been fast forwarding through a lot of Raw.
It took Roddy Piper years. All Roddy Piper had, may he rest in peace, was Mike's skill.
Yeah. I mean, his match with Brett was all right, but I mean, Brett could have a great match with a broomstick. So you know, I've been fast forwarding through a lot of the Raws lately. So most of the time when I see Enzo and Cass, I just fast forward. But fans brought to my attention that like his botches have been like so bad, like even casual fans are starting to notice. So. Yeah, I think I saw the other week where, like, Sheamus gave him a broke kick and the fans were chanting, thank you, Sheamus. I was like,
yeah,
wow.
Right. He got kicked right
like,
in the face.
Yeah, I was like, wow, they need to be careful. Yeah, so I was thinking maybe – so when I saw that, I was like, maybe it was just that particular week. But, no, it's like now you can hear it, like, more and more. Like, it's not like – that's what I'm looking for. It's not like an overwhelming majority, but you could see, like, a moderate amount of fans are kind of like, eh. To Enzo now, so they need to be careful with that, you know.
Well, they definitely do. Match of the night, dare we say, my guy Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe, which another reason why Raw was great, how he went to Cesaro. I was like, oh, I see you, same Cesaro, still trying to find the press. I'm sorry. Samoa Joe on Raw just makes Samoa Joe all that much better. I don't care what you Samoa Joe fans for years have to say. You can kiss my arse. I'm taking Samoa Joe in this match, however. Sami Zayn has no chance in hell. The Destroyer will destroy Sami Zayn. Who you got? Anybody think any different? Yay or nay? If not, we're moving on. Anybody think Samoa Joe doesn't win? All right.
Samoa Joe. All right. Hey, Samoa Joe don't care. He's just going to keep beating on Sami. Disqualification. He's just going to keep beating on him. Seth Rollins might appear swinging the M crutch that he's got, and he'll get beat down too. Samoa Joe.
I like that, though. I like that analogy. Charlotte, we'll see when her 13th pay-per-view in a row and win back the belt that wrestling fans hate. Wrestling fans wanted this division. They got this division, but the title is on every woman, and they can't stand it. And I say, who cares who the title on? They're giving us great programming. Charlotte, the best female wrestler. I'm ready to put her number one, but I'm going to at least put her in my top four because I'm in the moment. Of all time, will win back her title that belongs to her. Charlotte Flair gets her title back. Sorry, Bailey. I'm not a hugger. I'm a kisser. Who you got in this one, Dolph?
Yeah, I guess Charlotte retains. Again, like the main problem of this show is WrestleMania is like the next show. So, like, you know, like all the big title changes are going to be there. So why would you end Charlotte's pay-per-view streak on a B show like Fastlane when you can end it like at WrestleMania? So that's kind of like the main issue overall.
I said that about 4 months, four pay-per-views back. I said she's not going to lose that belt until WrestleMania. You know what I mean? Like, so, and if you did the math right, which they did because they're the geniuses that get put on the shows, they did that. Who you got in this one, Grand Body P?
Yeah, Full House. Going for Charlotte all the way. I'm not a hugger either. The week when Bailey dropped that poem, I was like, no, Bailey, man, no, what are you doing? Charlotte all the way. Charlotte, take back your title, girl.
Braun Strowman versus the most hated man in professional wrestling, Roman Reigns. Will Roman be super and beat Braun Strowman? Who's going to – all right, I'm going to go last on this one because I don't – all right, I think Braun Strowman wins. But if Roman Reigns wins, they might riot because fans are going to really be really mad. Who you got in this one, Dolph?
I actually think Strowman's going over. I think he's beating him. And then after that happens, we're going to hear the gong, and then it's going to begin.
All right, I like that one. Who you got in this one, Grand Body P?
I'm thinking slightly differently here. I'm all for the rioting because I like Double R. I don't miss the Rough Rider. I mean, all through the weeks, Raw, Braun Strowman has been killing Roman. He's been killing him every week.
Mm-hmm.
The pay-per-view come, Roman's going to win, right? But he's still going to get beat down after the match by Braun. Don't beat me or else. That's how it's going. I'm surprised my T-shirts for that yet.
You better watch it, but they steal your idea. You don't get no residuals.
Oh, Raw, and that's what the dong, Raw, the gong's going to hear, you're going to hear it on Raw, not Fastlane.
Need to hear it, and here it go. The main event, Oldberg, as we refer to him here on Perfect Plex, versus Kevin Owens, Fight Owens. I just ordered my fourth Kevin Owens shirt. He's on pace right now in my shirt collection to catch the likes of Phil Brooks. For those who don't know, that's CM Punk. Dolph Ziggler. Don't judge me. His T-shirts are always cheap on the clearance, okay? So don't judge me. They always are. Dolph Ziggler's shirts. And John Cena's shirts. I don't care. I didn't have all the colorful ones. I was careful in my execution, okay? But I have a boatload of John Cena shirts. But Kevin Owens shirts I have a lot of. Just got my collection getting ready for WrestleMania. But as a booker And what I do here is like I'm a handicapper. I say put your money on Oldberg. The fan in me, I say Kevin Owens retains this match. I don't know how, don't care how. As long as he shows up on Monday in that suit, I'm going to take King Vaughn's idea, what he said, first place I heard it, the evolution of Kevin Owens as they formed the new evolution, Triple H, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, with an assisted, don't ask me how, don't care, just happened to be there because that's his WrestleMania opponent, Brock Lesnar, and that's how Goldberg goes down. Book it, write it, take a picture. I don't give a boop. How you got this one, Toff?
Yeah, well, firstly, man, I don't condone betting. But, hey, man, if you know you're going to get money out of it, knock yourself out. Man, I got some bet with some homie. Some of my friends think this match is going to go 10 minutes. I'm laughing. There's
Matt,
no way.
10 minutes? 10 minutes? It ain't going 10 minutes if all what I just said happens. What was that 10 minutes?
This is going to go, like, literally 5-7 minutes tops. No more than 7. So
I think 5 tops.
5 tops. Man, it's possible. I would like to see Kevin Owens go over, man. But I know how Vince thinks, though. You know, so Lesnar versus Goldberg for the Universal title. That's, yeah, WrestleMania. Yeah, money tickets, title match. So,
hey, I'm going to WrestleMania, so don't hate.
Yeah, you are. So I think somehow Goldberg's going to hit a spear and a jackhammer. My only hope is just let Owens, like,
what
kick.
What if he puts the plate on? What if Kevin Owens puts the plate on? He got the big body. Right? Kevin
Don't play with my emotions like that. Man, you know I'm a natural mark. Come on, dude.
Put the plate on. If he goes for the spear, Kevin Owens gets up. I mean, just think about it. In an ideal world of how we're booking wrestling, that's the type of wrestler Kevin Owens is that would come out.
What I think probably is going to happen is, they're going to get in the ring, the bell's going to ring, and as soon as the bell's going to ring, Owens is, like, going to just go outside the ring. He's going to, like, stall.
Yep.
The referee's going to count.
Jericho's going to fall in the ring. Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those kind of, like, this has, like, Russo Dusty finish written all over it, but I just hope that Owens at least, like, gets a move or two in. You know, don't just let Goldberg squash him. Let him at least get, like, a super kick in or something, but I think Goldberg's going to win, unfortunately. So.
And that's where my disrespect comes, because I think these guys deserve more than what they've gotten. I do. I think guys like Kevin Owens, I think the New Day, who are now hosting WrestleMania, which means, like you said on last week's show, have nothing creative, have nothing for them. Send New Day over to SmackDown, as far as I'm concerned. They would get better writing. Wrestling, guys, it's that time of year. It's that time of year, yo, and I'm happy to be a fan, despite it not being away, because at the end of the day, they got four weeks to get it right. Got 4 weeks, because everything is about when you hit January, nothing matters because it's all the road to WrestleMania. That's their start for new growth. They got to start somehow still starting to build new stars, and it cannot be by having Oldberg win your title. It doesn't do anything for the title. The titles need to be prestigious again. That's why I don't mind the women's title going back and forth, because I remember in the time of wrestling where titles did that. All three of them girls are that good. Nia Jax should have the title soon. It wouldn't make me mad. Roman Reigns is better than what advertised. I don't care what fans say. Y'all can make up your excuses all you want to. The guy did not get disliked until he came out at Royal Rumble. That's fact. It's not an opinion. Y'all weren't booing that man before that moment.
Yeah, man, we're on the same page, Knox. Pretty much, really, at the end of the day, you know, I joke around about WWE a lot. So does KME, so does Hugo, so does all of us, really. But if you were to ask, like, what's my main issue with WWE, like, as a company, they do this every year. Every year they've been doing it. And it's like during the months of, like, you know, April to December, you know, it's they're doing their thing. They're pushing. They're doing what they can to make new talent,
push
new
talent. Stars. Uh-huh.
Right, but then when it comes time for, like, Mania season, it's like they take a back seat, and it's just like the part-time guys, the big names come in, and, you know, it's like when that happens, you have the WWE apologists that say, well, don't worry, they'll get the spot next year, or, you know, they need to rely on the old guys, but then the very next year it's the same thing. Like, they've literally been doing this, like the past 7-8 years in a row now. And it's like, you know, no disrespect, you know, your Rocks, your Austins, your Shawn Michaels, your Goldbergs, your Kurt Angles, like, these guys aren't going to be here forever. You're going to have to start pushing new guys, you know, and they're doing it literally every year, and here they are doing it again. So how long is this going to continue? You know, this has been going on for quite some time now. Like, literally, this really, in my opinion, this started when it became noticeable to me as was at WrestleMania 27, which was in 2011. Now we're, like, going into WrestleMania 33. It's 2017 now, and they're still doing it. So that's really the only part about WWE, honestly, that really frustrates me.
You hope Vince does let go and let guys like Triple H, who's trying to handpick guys, come in there and give the product what it deserves. And that's a new, you know, rejuvenation, not a new, but, you know, something new. Triple H is an old mind. Triple H thinks, and it's just that Vince is afraid, you know, being a corporate company that they are, you know, they won't push the envelope the way that they, you know, I think fans want them to, and maybe even to a point them want to, you know. But when what they're doing is, people have to understand sometimes, and it sucks. You don't get into a business to make friends. You get into a business to make money. They've made a lot of money. Us fans think you can make a lot more money if you change it to go back. But they have some kind of model. They have some kind of smart guy that tells them, if we do that, that's going to not happen. I don't know. But what I do know is that for people who say, well, WrestleMania wasn't sold out. Shane Douglas, I've interviewed him. I don't care. Dude, really? They had almost 100,000 people there, but they didn't sell out. The one I went to, they had 78,000 fans there. They were expected to have like 80. Oh, they didn't sell out. They had 78,000 fans. 78,000, 100,000 fans. People are spending money on the WWE. They're going to continue to spend money on the WWE. WWE Network's in its 3-year anniversary, and it's gotten better. It's pretty much the best thing out there. Going to answer these Twitter calls, answer your phone calls, and we're going to see who wins these tickets to SmackDown. We'll be right back, y'all.
Later, pulling all the strings this close to WrestleMania, you think I would be standing in a ring toe-to-toe, face-to-face with you? Hell no! Nah. I'd be standing face-to-face with The Undertaker! Every single person in this building and watching at home knows exactly who I am. Who the hell are you? You're a dude named Mike who shortened his last name on The Real World, tried to bootleg The Rock's electricity to get put on the WWE. When you got here, you straight up stole Chris Jericho's personality. You stole Ric Flair's figure four leg lock. You stole Daniel Bryan's offense and his personality. And if you act now, I'll let all of you know that you've been reduced to stealing what AJ Styles been saying for the past 6 months. You're not the Undertaker, but if you press me again, you a dead man.
Hey! You don't leave this ring until we say you can leave this ring. You wish you would be half the man that my husband is, but you're not. So, John Cena, tell me, you're all about respect, right? Well, respect this.
Oh, wow. You just made the biggest mistake of your life.
Here comes Nikki Bella, the fearless one.
About to be some furniture moving up in here.
I don't think Marisa thought that through.
You mess with my man, I'm going to break your You hear me?
Wow, it's the real couples of WWE, and the heat is on.
Is it ever?
Give me Nikki or give me Death. John Cena is not proposing. They're going to have that match. It looks like that. Damn it, it makes me mad. Maybe it won't. There's a month between now and WrestleMania, okay? I'm not going to think that's going to happen right now. I refuse to think that's going to happen right now. I don't want that to happen right now. It cannot happen right now. Stop it. Let me enjoy it. Okay? Don't judge me. Just love me. Listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here. We'll get these tickets away. Make sure you follow all five accounts. Listen, we'll be back on Friday. Soul and Sports, Hour of Power and Sports. Lock it up, y'all. We'll see y'all on Friday. Peace.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike
Knox. No idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Flex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust him, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, first and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez, the show covers every day. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen to Chad. They're rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
we're not
just Perfect Flex Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Flex Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Hey, yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man. You got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy, Fred Nux. Get at him.
Yeah.
Rat Mania 2 coming soon.